Hello, Nanette and Radio St. Pete. My name's Helen French, and I so appreciate you inviting me to talk about Beacon, a performance series for St. Pete that happens annually at the Palladium Theater. A little bit about me. I was born and raised in St. Petersburg, Florida. I attended Gibbs High School in the PCCA program where I studied dance. I then went to the Herod Conservatory, and then I got an undergraduate degree from the Juilliard School, as well as I have a master's degree from Hollins University. After a career in New York, a little bit in DC, my husband and I decided to return to St. Petersburg and make this our home base. And when I did, I was just so inspired by the art scene that was blowing up. This was 9 years ago. And I realized that performing arts and dance specifically maybe needed to have a little bit of a stronger presence among the growing visual art scene that was happening at the time. So together with Lauren Sloan, also a dancer and also a native of St. Petersburg, she and I created Beacon, which is a multidisciplinary and producing platform. We present collaborations. We present local dance artists that collaborate with other mediums and other artists, from spoken word to visual art to live music, and also some digital artists and things like that. And we are so incredibly proud and just inspired and excited by the growth we've seen over the last 9 years. For those of you that might not know, Beacon was founded in 2015. And what started out as just a dream between Lauren and I, and we were so grateful that Paul Wilborn at the Palladium thought it was a good idea and took a chance on us and gave us a theater space, gave us support from marketing and design, and we threw our first Beacon. And ever since then, each year has just been a growing and a learning experience. I'm constantly amazed at the creativity inside of our community, the ideas that come about, and also the community support. And this year, our program includes St. Petersburg-based dance company Project Alchemy under the direction of artistic director Alexander Jones. They will be showing us a piece called Within Without, which was actually made during the pandemic but has not been seen in public. It hasn't been performed live. So it's, I think, a nice, just a beautiful piece and a way for us to revisit maybe a difficult time with some slightly different eyes. We also have Sarah Walston Phillips's company, Atlas Modern Ballet, and they're doing a premiere of a work called Frozen Angels. Sarah created this work based out of an inspiration that she had of Greek figures, sculptures that she saw at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. And this dance, in her own words, embodies the breaking apart of these mythological characters in their stories as an exploration of how myth and lore reveal truths about our human nature. And Sarah has told me that this is a beginning of an evening-length work that you'll be able to see later on in the spring. We also have, this is a very exciting time, Andy Scott and Bliss Colmer are going to be premiering a duet created by Robert Moses. And Robert Moses is a California-based choreographer who is very world-renowned. And I think this is going to be just a beautiful, exciting, thrilling work. And Andy and Bliss are beloved dance educators at USF and both critically acclaimed performers. So I think we're in for a treat when we see Andy and Bliss. Sharon McCammon, who also is part of the Beacon producing team, she does all our digital media strategy and social media work. She is collaborating with Heidi Brewer, and they have a very unique piece coming on the program that explores our community. It explores passage of time through light play in a neighborhood. It's a cinematic exploration which pays homage to some historical gems of the old Northeast. It seamlessly merges dance film with live performance, which is very exciting to see. I just can't wait to see what these two have created. Also on the program is St. Petersburg native Charlotte Johnson, who also attended Pinellas County Center for the Arts and is a Juilliard alum. Charlotte is presenting a multidisciplinary work called In Their Mind, and this work highlights the reality of mental illness within our community. This is an excerpt of a bigger piece, and Charlotte's work has been focused on drawing attention to mental illness, not just in our community, but it affects those that we love and even ourselves. And then also, I will be performing a work that Andy Scott and I co-created together. And it started out as a kind of an abstract solo that explores the nature of motherhood and the ongoing interplay between love and labor. I found lately that my work tends to draw somewhat of a narrative form, but playing with some abstract ideas with Andy has been just really wonderful experience and eye-opening for myself as an artist, and a great way to grow and create. So I just think we have so many amazing dance artists here in St. Petersburg that call St. Pete home, that spend their time in our community. And it's always inspiring for us to come together, even for one night out of the year. It's community building. And dance does something that no other medium could possibly do. Dance has a way of, in its own fleetingness, a way of making you so incredibly present to the moment, so incredibly able to tap into what you're seeing, but also what you're feeling in response to what you see. I strongly believe that dance is something to be experienced, not just a way of being entertained. And I think that all the artists on this year's Beacon really do give us an opportunity to experience the world and our own humanity in very different, through very different lenses and through different perspectives. Tickets for Beacon are available at mypalladium.org. You can also visit the Beacon website, which is www.beaconstpete.com. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email us through the Beacon website. We'll be happy to answer them for you. Thank you, St. Pete. Can't wait to see you at the theater. I realized I forgot to mention when I will see you at the theater. St. Pete, we will love to see you at the theater Friday, April 5th at 8 p.m. That is the Palladium Theater presenting Beacon, a performance series for St. Pete, dance and collaborations. Don't miss it.